Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today cloudy with a high near 40 degrees and a chance of light rain and snow. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 33. And on Friday a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Breezy with a northwest wind 8 to 13 miles an hour. Winds could gust as high as 36 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. And in the news for today, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected legislative maps Wednesday that were drawn by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, sending the maps back to the state Supreme Court that had approved them. The 6-2 unsigned ruling states that the state high court erred in how the majority applied the Federal Voting Rights Act in accepting the addition of a 7th majority black assembly district in Milwaukee. In her dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justice Elena Kagan, called Wednesday's ruling, quote, not only extraordinary, but also unnecessary. The 4-3 Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling had selected the maps Evers proposed on the grounds that they changed fewer voters' districts than maps drawn by the Republican majority in the state legislature. The U.S. court's ruling returns the case to the Wisconsin court and allows it to hear additional evidence. Wednesday's action was unexpected, given the proximity to the 2022 elections. The new ruling comes just 3 weeks before candidates would begin the process of collecting signatures to file to run for the state legislature in November. With the state's districts still unsettled, the process has stretched past the deadline that the Wisconsin Elections Commission said it would have to meet to be able to prepare for the races. While throwing out the Assembly and Senate maps, the court left in place the Evers administration's proposal for Wisconsin congressional districts. Evers said he was ready to return to the Wisconsin court, who have already called our map superior to every other proposal, to demonstrate again that these maps are better and fairer than the maps we have now, the governor said. At a virtual event hosted by Wispolitics.com on Wednesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the new ruling shocking and an act of increasing activism by the High Court's 6-member conservative wing. Information for this report comes in part from the Wisconsin Examiner. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and report back as it develops. And in regional news and a story from the La Crosse Tribune, the Campbell Town Board unanimously approved a draft water agreement with the City of La Crosse on Wednesday, which will be sent to the city this week for its review. The new water agreement is critical for the town as it moves forward with a possible solution to the PFAS contaminations, specifically if a new water system was installed. The PFAS conditions are mostly related to runoff from the La Crosse Municipal Airport, where firefighting foam containing the forever chemicals have been stored but have gotten into wells. Installing a municipal water service on the island is currently estimated to cost about $30 million. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.